Track 11, Unit 7, IELTS Listening, Section 3. You will hear a tutor talking to two students called Olivia and Jack about a presentation they have given. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
We've got some time left for a feedback tutorial on your joint presentation today, if you have time.
Yeah, we can do it now while it's fresh in our minds.
So, Olivia, how do you think it went?
Well, I was really happy with it, actually. But I'm glad it's over. I think the main advantage of doing the presentation was that we both learnt quite a lot about training and skills development for the workplace and how they improve people's opportunities in life.
And we learnt a lot from delivering it as well.
Yeah, that was important too. As I said, I was pleased with it, but if I had to do it again, I'd change a few things.
Like what?
Well, the first thing I'd do is improve the speed of the talk by making the delivery slower. And I'd keep a clock in front of me so that I was aware of the speed. And the next thing is the length of the talk. I'd make the presentation time 20 minutes for each of us because I think 10 minutes was much too short. If we had given ourselves more time, it would have flowed better.
Yes, I agree. I thought the timing was a bit tight. I'd say maybe even 30 minutes each.
30 minutes might have been a bit long for both you and the audience.
Maybe you're right. 20 minutes is probably better.
And the next thing is connected with the order of the data. I thought the sequence was bad. It could have been a lot better.
Yes. If I had to give some particular advice, I'd say you need to give yourselves a run-through once or twice using the equipment, just to see what it's like. Doing it without preparation like that is not that easy.
No, it isn't. We were a bit stupid there. And another thing for me is that we forgot to give out the handouts with the copies of our slides on them for people to take notes. I should have given them out before we started. And one final thing is I checked that everyone can see the screen properly, as a few people were sitting in awkward places. So I checked the arrangement of the chairs in the room.
And Jack, what about you? How did you feel about it all?
Well, I agree with Olivia. Yeah, in everything she said. It's very difficult to make the delivery smooth. If I do it again, I'll spend more time practicing to make it run more smoothly.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
But would you add anything to what Olivia said?
Perhaps I'd try not to pack too much information into the time given. I thought at first it would be the opposite. I was afraid that we would end up looking foolish. And also, I think I'd spend less time on the information gathering phase because unless people devote time to practicing, they won't give a good performance.
Yeah, I think I'd agree. Anything else?
Yeah. I get very nervous when I speak in front of people. Were I to do it again, I'd make sure I practice speaking. I think the key for me is learning to reduce my nerves.
But you were very calm.
Not inside, I wasn't.
Well, it didn't show.
I think you need the nerves to keep you going, but maybe try to take your mind off it beforehand by exercising or something.
Is that everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'll be pleased to know the feedback from the class questionnaires was good from everyone. So, well done. I have to say that I agree with them.
Oh, thanks.
And after the tutorial, I'll make a copy for both of you of the questionnaires from the class, if you want. And if you do give a talk again, you can keep them to refer to.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.